This podcast is a product of the Hyper RPG Podcasting Network. Visit hyperrabbitpowergo.com to learn more.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of Blood Curdling Tales from the Loop, where we are using the In the Loop system. So thank you so much for tuning on in here at Hyper RPG, our little crazy corner of the internet, where all of our shows, except for maybe the IRL, but I think even the IRL, everything is done because of you in the chat room. Your participation helps create the shows and create some of the scenarios we are able to do. And hey, happy Gen Con week, everybody.
Whoa! Merry Gen Con to all.
Yes, happy Gen Con to all, especially our crew that is over there right now, currently walking the floors using that IRL cam. So real quick, guys, for those of you who do not know, this is Hyper RPG, and is Tales from the Loop. And like I said, there are show incentives, and you guys can throw in some pretty cool, crazy stuff. So let me go through, actually, real quick, before we all go through all of that, you might be noticing we do not have a Scott with us today. Instead, today joining us is Myth Kinda Wise.
Yay! Myth Kinda Wise. And she's kinda wise.
Yes, and how she fits into the story, you will soon discover. And also, guys, after this, we have Pencils and Parsecs, the show, the Star Wars show. It is wrapping it up. It is coming to a close. Not tonight, but very soon. So you're definitely going to want to tune in for that ride. So, guys, real quickly, going to go through some of the incentives and the things you can do on this show to help out our players or maybe throw our players into some peril.
Don't.
For $25, you get to give a luck to a player. What is a luck? A luck is simply a reroll. So if you want to help out our players, you can give them a reroll. That's $25. And you can go through the players' names. So you can do $25. It's hashtag Leanne to give Leanne a luck. Hashtag Ellie to give Ellie a luck. Hashtag Chrissy to give Chrissy a luck. And hashtag Kitana to give Kitana a luck.
Yeah.
At $50, we get to give our group a vision. For those of you who do not know, and for those of you who are unaware, a vision is pretty much just a crazy trip into another world. It's basically where you get to create kind of a cool vision and I get to take it and morph it as it goes. So that's $50. And that's also a way, if you are a fan of the old Blood Curdling show, how you can bring back some of those old famous characters. Bring them back.
Famous.
They have Twitter accounts.
No, I mean, it's a big deal. I Am the Toblerone is a big deal.
Yeah, we haven't seen Toblerone yet.
No, I know, but he was chatting on Sunday, so I was like, why isn't Toblerone showed up yet?
So he could, though, in a vision. At $75, we give an individual trouble to a player. Now, what's a trouble? A trouble is basically, well, we've seen it before. It could be a couple weeks ago, Chrissy got pulled over by the cops.
It was Deputy Rice.
Deputy Rice, who last we saw was being taken away in an ambulance after being attacked by raptors.
Oh, that's right!
Yeah. I want to say Deputy Rice.
So you can give an individual trouble. It could be a big deal. Yeah. Or it could be, honestly, something simple like, you ripped your favorite shirt. You got a little bit of a seam down your favorite shirt.
That's genuine trouble for Chrissy.
That's a very real trouble for Chrissy.
I'm trouble regardless, and no one's giving me luck, so... I'm like, everyone's like, Ellie needs Lux. I'm like,
oh, and worth pointing out, Kitana has already gotten a luck.
Yay!
Make sure you might write that down. You have a reroll now, currently. And at $100, we have two different $100 things you can do. First of all, you can do $100 to do a group trouble, which therefore means everyone gets pulled over by the cops, everyone's ripping shirts.
It can also be simple, too.
It can be very simple, honestly. Ripping shirts is pretty simple.
Like, there is no Toblerone.
There is no Toblerone.
That could be the trouble.
It could be like, you're a little parched and you need water, your throat's so dry.
And there's no water.
So that is going to be hashtag a group trouble, but also for $100, again, we have the Lux, we have the rerolls. Each time a player gets four Lux, which equals out to $100, they get an automatic success on their rolls, but it also gives them a broken. And after five brokens, every roll is an automatic fail. Got a little.
You know what? When we get excited, that happens to the best.
A little emotional. So you can either give four Lux to a player or just get right to it, $100, give that player's name, and that gives us a broken. And after five brokens, our characters are broken. No rolls will succeed. And I will say in this episode, they might need as many Lux as they can get.
Oh, no!
Don't say that!
It's possible.
Just because I'm going to play a new character doesn't mean I...
So that's the major stuff. So, guys, also real quick before we go on from this, please participate in our Reddit. You guys have been great about doing that, throwing in some awesome theories, different ideas and things like that. And some of you guys have picked up on stuff that no one else has picked up on, which I greatly appreciate as the person who's trying to put this show together. And also, we do have a sub goal for this episode. If we get 10 subs for this, we will have a giveaway. I wish the giveaway was here today. It did not come, but it will be here in a couple days. The giveaway is because based off this episode is going to be very much heavily influenced by the movie Aliens, the James Cameron film. So you will be getting an Aliens poster, so 10 subs. And also, to also help with that, if you are a new sub, I can make it that you give someone a luck on top of that. So you can...
I'm sorry. What?
You can sub and then give a hashtag player's name, and that will give them a luck. So you can do $25 for a luck or a $5 subscription and give a luck to one of the players.
I'm going to be extra nice tonight.
Yeah. So after 10 subs, we're going to have a giveaway of an Aliens poster, and then you can decide if you want us to sign it or not, or if you just want the poster, and I will tweet out about that. And we also have a winner for our contest, which was our school logo contest. We will be giving that at the end of the show because Matt has that information and Matt is currently in Indianapolis.
So, okay, great.
We're going to have to get that info from Matt. So yeah, big show today. Very excited. Well, with all that said, let us begin. Did I go over anything? Reddit, subs, Reddit. Yeah, we did.
Emotional choke up. Got it.
Emotional choke up. It all happened. Let's do this thing. Oh, and also, actually, I'll say this real quick, too. If you... Times are tough. We understand that. If you only have a couple dollars, our chat room is usually pretty fucking great about helping people along. So if you want to give $3 to give Chrissy a luck, and that's all you have, that helps so much. And usually that help, we can build up to those kinds of things. So don't feel like, I don't even have $25. So just letting you know that we're pretty good at accumulating those things. And while I was saying all that, Katana got another luck.
Oh my God.
Chrissy got a luck. Ellie got a luck. And Leanne also got a luck.
Shut the front door.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
So lux abound.
This is a new dance move from the 80s that I made up.
Fantastic.
That's definitely a dance from the 80s.
I made it up.
So with all that said, let us begin this episode of Blood Curdling Tales from the Loop.
First time we did that.
So where we left off last week, bad boy Bobby was in Chrissy's house. Leanne had found George's journal underneath the couch.
Ellie found it.
Oh, you're right. Yes, Ellie found it.
I'm looking at my luck. It says I have six.
I think that is a mistake. I think that is some other thing.
Six.
What?
I'll check.
Yeah. I believe that is a mistake. So last we left off, Ellie had found George's journal.
Yeah.
It was in Chrissy's house.
Yeah,
bad boy Bobby had the response of, oh, shit. we have found out that Leanne's Mima seems to have connections, that perhaps there are things, if you were around before the loop was created, some people might remember a time and some people might not. And it seems she almost has a Yoda-like ability to enter a force ghost sort of thing and help people in visions. And within one of those visions, we saw where Chrissy was being held. She was being held in room 418 in the dark. And when we last left off, we realized that our players needed to save Chrissy. Hashtag save Chrissy. We saw how well that worked on Pencils and Parsons.
Hashtag save Chrissy. A memory for Chrissy.
A memory for Chrissy.
Hashtag coo-poo.
Yeah, exactly. So that's where we left off. As we begin this episode, we're going to be opening up about an hour or two later because our characters need to go. They need to be able to go get supplies. You can't just run into the dark willy-nilly. And a lot of good supplies are going to be inside the treehouse, which is where our characters are meant to hang out, heal, things of that nature. As we open up on the treehouse, and Ellie sits alone preparing. Well, not alone. Bad boy Bobby, she is not let out of her sight.
Oh!
Yeah, Ellie's kind of like, she puts things in her bag. She's just maintaining eye contact the entire time. So she's like...
Oh, God, what a creepo. No.
Her, bad boy Bobby.
No, her. This is why she has no friends.
You have 5 minutes to tell me everything you know about George.
Okay. Like I said, nice guy. Seems really cool.
Great. We agree on one thing.
We might agree on more.
Keep going.
Yay tall, blonde, scraggly beard. Doesn't look great in one.
What? He's got a beard now?
I guess. Last I saw.
Okay, keep going.
That's kind of it. That's all. I know he was from here. He went missing.
When was the last time you saw him?
2 years ago, maybe.
Was... Do you think he's safe?
I can't tell you. I know how this all works. I don't know.
But you just said he's from this world. You're not the Bobby from this world. I mean, we checked on the yearbook the day we were all in detention, and the photo evidence was clear.
Why don't you just ask me what you want to ask me?
Who are you?
Look, all I know is I'm at home one day, hanging out, minding my own business. Suddenly this big light goes off. Not like a flashlight or like a light in someone's room. It's as if the world exploded into light. Suddenly, next thing I know, I'm in your town.
So you're not the common?
No. If I were you, I wouldn't be calling that out often.
Okay. I'm going to keep watching you. You do know this.
I'm a victim of this. Did you not just hear? I didn't choose to
You're
come here.
You're bad boy Bobby. You make questionable choices.
You gotta live your life.
Well, sure.
Look. When it comes to the common, you have three options. Disappear. Help them. Or stop looking into these things. I decided to stop looking into these things when a year went by and I hadn't been home.
Don't you want to get home?
More than anything.
Well...
For a little while.
For a little while?
A day or two.
And you couldn't stay? Has George tried to come back here and he couldn't stay? When was the last time George was here? Do you know that?
Did you find a video in the bunker?
Yeah.
That probably was the last time.
Was that you at the end of the video?
You're following you.
This is my treehouse. I mean, I feel like we're pretty safe. But sure, I'll keep whispering.
I came here... not of my own choosing. Next thing I know, a guy in a suit picks me up and tells me that I need to start helping them or they're gonna kill my fucking family. I have no way of getting home. I don't know what's going on.
So you're still helping them?
I was. Yes. I'm not anymore.
Did you help them get crazy?
No. Why would I be helping you now if I help them get Chrissy?
Oh no, man, you're playing the double agent!
What?
I've seen movies, I've read comic books, you get in good, you come in, you try to be like, I was kind of a bad dude, but now I'm gonna help you guys out, because I have skills, and I'm trying to think of a reference which would pertain to this, but then you're like, I'm a good dude now, I've turned good, but then you're still evil the whole time, and getting back to the bad side is just as easy.
Okay. I don't know what
to tell you. You hear that on the wind?
I don't know what to tell you. What do you want me to tell you? Trust
I have a
me?
Point.
You want me to tell you to trust me?
Classic Ellie.
Yes.
Then trust me. I want to help. I want to get home and I want to help.
I will trust you for now. But if you give me one reason why I shouldn't trust you, and if you hurt anybody, I don't know what I'll do, but I'll make sure it is not good.
Okay. This is when you start climbing up the treehouse. Yeah.
Ellie! Leanne, hurry, get up here!
All right.
I need another purse.
That makes it sound like I'm doing something. I didn't do anything.
No!
Don't make it sound like I was doing something.
You doing something?
No, I'm not doing something.
He wasn't doing anything. He just was... it's nice to have you here now. Just, this guy
took your brother's place, right? So maybe if we do the same thing, maybe he'll, if we send him back.
Did you show up here 5 years ago?
Yes.
So you took George's place?
Seemingly so. Yeah.
Maybe if we find one of those lights, like the one that Ethan put his hand in when he disappeared?
Maybe, but I don't know if we guaranteed if Chrissy got back.
I gotta know something, Bobby.
What?
Did you really kill somebody?
Did I what?
Did you really kill somebody?
Oh, yeah, that's
back
the
in detention,
rumor.
Everybody
yeah.
talked about how you said you could kill somebody.
You have a good memory.
Oh, the long
whoa!
Answer.
The long answer is no.
Wait, so the short answer is yes?
Why do you make it seem like it's super complicated? Yes or no?
It is complicated. Remember I told you I was working for the common?
Oh, you killed someone.
No, but you make people disappear for the common. People who look into things too much.
Who disappeared?
What?
Who disappeared?
You probably don't remember them.
Try me. We remember a lot.
Mr. Baker, first of all.
You made him this? It was you that did?
I didn't. No, I didn't make him.
It was
him.
You that
did. No, it wasn't.
He died.
Did he or did he disappear?
He exploded. He exploded right in front of our eyes.
In like a big thing of light?
He got like disintegrated into light.
It did not look good.
It did not look like fun.
Well, then he might be dead. I mean, but I didn't make that call. And I didn't help in that manner.
Oh,
sure. I legitimately got the tension.
Oh, good man.
But him, George, those people disappeared. And it's not just here, it's other cities, there's other towns. Here's the thing. I first got here, and it took a while. They wipe your memory when they first got here. What was his name last week? What was your buddy? Ethan?
Ethan.
Aaron?
Ethan.
He didn't seem to remember much, did he, before?
No, he didn't. He wasn't here that long either.
I've been here 5 years.
I don't know. Are you going to help us get Chrissy?
Yes.
Well, if he's going to help us, then...
And I
can temporarily trust
him. I want to send you back so I can get George back, and also because I'm sure you would like to be home.
My family's still around.
I hope so. Family means everything.
Have I looked through George's journal yet, or have I just been
holding on to it? No, you've been mostly eyeballing Beth with Bobby.
Yeah, probably just watching him the entire time.
All right, so what did you get, Lee, from your house?
My Mima wouldn't let me take the shotguns.
You know what? I'm feeling better and better than the fact that we don't have guns, because I feel like that could be turned on us at any second.
I think you might be right. I didn't really bring much. Just myself, some rope. That's it. That's all.
Not like a knife or like food or.
I have my pocket knife with me all the time.
Oh, that's right. You have a pocket knife. I have. Do I have some like gadgets or just things that I kind of?
Well, we need to look around and see maybe George.
Well, this is your treehouse.
Oh yeah, that's
so it could be said that you have dabbled in maybe building a couple things.
Yeah, like, well, there's definitely smoke bombs up here, like miniature fireworks.
Yeah.
Assortment of tools and such. Mm-hmm. And I do still have George's jumpsuit.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I have the handyman suit.
Kids in a jumpsuit.
I know. Let's stack on top of each other and put on this jumpsuit, Lee.
We are George.
So what are you guys looking to take?
Leanne, I've never infiltrated any place before, and I'm feeling at a loss.
To me, it's breaking the law, so I don't. And I never did it either.
You're a bad boy, Bobby. What would you do?
I'd take the jumpsuit.
Well, maybe if we put Bobby in the suit, I think it's him. Cause George was that age, right? When he was working for him.
Yeah.
Maybe we could use him.
All right.
Walks over to it, starts like takes off his shoes, and the kid is gonna start putting it on.
I'm gonna look through the journal and see if the journal has anything about how George got into the dart.
Okay, great. Roll investigate.
Ooh. 4 and 3, and I have a luck already. Thank you very much.
And Leanne has now gotten another luck, so thank you so much.
Whoa.
So please keep track of those to see. Oh, never mind. I got it over here. We're good. We're good.
Yeah, that's one success.
One success?
Mm-hmm.
So as you flip through, there is a page that's got a corner folded on it.
Okay. Uh-oh. I unfold the corner as well. Making
sure on top of opening it.
On top of opening it. So as I get to the page, I just want to make sure it looks as good as possible.
So as you open it up, there's first what looks like kind of crude drawings, designs, and you're seeing a lot of this is going along with the same thing Bobby said, a light that appeared waking up in a different location, a different place, things of that nature, and the things you heard last week and 2 weeks ago in the video, where it was about having visions, having dreams, feeling like being he was drawn to the dart.
Cool.
As you keep going, there is more. I'm gonna have you roll.
Oh, not now!
Yep.
I just rolled well, and I got the information I already knew.
Roll.
You didn't roll that well. You got success.
Roll one more investigate.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm gonna use my luck.
Okay. Ooh. First luck down.
Oh gosh, it's gonna be a bad night for Ellie. Give me some luck. Give me some luck. Please give Emily some luck tonight. Ooh, that's 2 successes.
Nice. Yeah.
You notice in between the books there's something that'd be a little bit thicker than a bookmark. Seems to be in between a couple of the pages.
Okay.
As you open that up, a little square piece of paper falls out. You start to unfold it. You see that it's a map to the dart. Where the elevators are, different shafts, offices.
Snap.
All right, Leanne, I think I found our way in. That was a map. It's a map with everything labeled on it.
So Bobby looks over. He's got the suit. He's zipping it up.
Ugh.
So what's the plan?
Have you ever broken into a place?
Yes.
What's the best point of entry? I just like, I'm just holding up the map.
You hold the map. From there, we cut to...
How cinematic.
Chrissy gets thrown into a room.
Well, yeah, screw you too!
As the door slams.
Fucker.
And the room has... It's almost as if, like, there are fluorescent lights above, but they're not on. It's almost like individual lights pointing to 2 corners and the door. There's a lot of darkness in this room.
Hello? Is there, like, even a place to sit down in here? Or, like, food? Or, like, someone to talk to?
They won't listen to you.
What the fuck?
In the darkness, you hear this voice.
I said they won't listen to you.
Oh, cool. Person in the darkness.
Listen, you're going to have to calm down, because the more reactive you are, the more they can gather from you.
Oh, okay, cool, because I'm going to trust you, okay? You haven't even shown me your face.
Is there there's no light right now.
There's 2 points of light in this room, and you're not standing in them.
Fine. Here.
Oh, you're so cute.
Really?
Yeah. You have, like, great style.
Thank you.
Your glasses are, like, dope.
Oh, these glasses are very precious to me.
Okay.
I'm sorry. What's your name?
Chrissy.
Chrissy?
Mm-hmm.
Chrissy.
What's yours?
Kitana.
That's a weird name.
Is it that weird?
That's weird. I mean, it's cool. Is it like a nickname?
No. It's a name my mother gave me, from what I can remember. Do you still have your memory?
I think so. I mean, I know my name.
It took me a long time to figure out my name. That's the thing. My glasses help me remember, and they also help me shield them from seeing my memories.
Oh, you're crazy.
Wow. Judgmental. Off, out the gates. That's great.
No, I just... Sorry, that's not how, like, life works, is that, like, something makes you remember. Like, if they want your brain, they probably can have it. Just, like, just check into reality a little bit.
I've been here a long time.
a long time. You've been here for all of what?
I don't know. Like, I was in a car, and then I was here, so it's like, I don't know. A couple hours, maybe, max?
Hmm. Yeah, okay. I think you should stick with my theories here.
I'm sorry. I just am a little scared. I don't know where the heck I am, and I'm being rude. I'm sorry. You're so cute. Your outfit's really cute.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay, so, Chrissy.
Yes.
I have been casing the guards here.
What does that mean?
Casing the guards?
I don't understand.
So there's
guards. Like they're checking them out?
I'm not checking out the guys.
I mean, is that what you do for fun?
Check out guards?
Yeah, like why not? Are they cute? They look good in uniform?
They're covered up. You can't see any of their faces. You don't even know if they're human.
Oh, that's weird.
It is weird. That's what I'm saying. I really feel like they enter into my brain and start seeing what I'm seeing when I try to remember too hard. And I don't think I want them to know anything about me. I don't think you want them to know anything about you either.
No, I don't.
So I've noticed that high emotion gets my brain feeling like it's vulnerable, able to be penetrated.
Great. So like your glasses are like a prophylactic.
Prophylactic?
Oh, yeah. Have you never had sex before? What's wrong? You're talking about sex with your friends?
Wow.
What? You're blushing.
Blushing?
You're blushing.
My face is getting hot.
Don't experience high amount of emotions right now.
Oh my God, you're right.
The door opens up. The man in the suit comes and points a katana.
Just do what they say.
Excuse me. I am starving and I get a phone call and you have no idea who my father is. He's a big deal and I would like to speak to your supervisor. I'm also underage and I feel like someone should at least talk to my parents before I've been apprehended.
The man in the suit ignores you, walking towards Chrissy, putting his hand out.
Excuse me, I'm a big deal. I'm sorry. I hit his hand.
Okay. Roll move.
Your new dice.
I know, I'm so excited. Pinkies and the brains. That's one success.
Okay. You slap his hand, and now at this point, he was ignoring you. As his head turns and creans over. This is now a trouble.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I messed up.
Shit.
Hi. Just try to calm
he
down.
Presses up against you and pushes you against the wall.
Excuse me, that's like a little rough. You're not supposed to treat inmates like this. This is... Oh, fuck.
Hashtag vision everyone see a vision of them living a life that's not theirs. They hear a voice. Can you trust your memories? Do you really know on what side you belong? Then laughter and nothing.
Great. What?
So as you're pressed against the wall, and we will get back to this trouble, the blackness hits you. And you suddenly find yourself in a suburban home in a major city.
Oh my God.
In the kitchen.
Mom?
Yes.
Mom!
As your mom walks in, looking very put together, hair done nice, orange juice in hand. Oh, you're up early, breakfast?
Yeah.
Sit, I've been preparing.
Okay.
As you look, there's a breakfast on the table.
Wow, Mom, this looks great.
Oh, well, like I said, I've been working all day.
Yeah, but...
How was school?
Oh, what day is it?
Monday, silly.
Oh, yeah, no, it was great. Where's Dad? Is he back? Is that why you're dressed up and everything?
Your father's in the living room.
He's here?
Of course.
Oh, I mean, that totally explains why you're all dressed up and making breakfast. I'm gonna go talk to him really quick.
Okay. Well, but hurry up, this food's gonna get cold.
Yeah, you're right, here. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
There's no eggshells in there.
Of course not. I know what I'm doing.
Okay. So I go into the living room.
Your father's just sitting on the couch, watching the television, his hands folded, his legs perfectly in an L shape, straight.
Oh, gosh.
Turns. Hey, baby.
Hey, Dad.
How are you?
Good.
How was school?
Good.
Fantastic.
I thought you were supposed to be in Chicago.
What? No way. I'm here. I wanted to make sure I was here when you got home from school.
Okay, what's going on?
Nothing. Here.
Oh, you know what? I haven't taken a shower all day. Cheerleading practice was...
Oh, I don't care, as he stands up and walks over to hug you.
You know what, Dad?
And
seriously.
And embraces you in his arms.
Dad, seriously! Seriously!
And as the hug gets tighter and tighter...
Oh, please, Dad, you're hurting me!
You hear the... of the dart. And you suddenly open your eyes to find the house is still the house, but your father is gone.
Dad? Mom? Anybody? Kitana?
Are you staying in the living room?
What?
Are you staying in that living room?
Well, I thought you said nothing's there.
The house and the furniture is all still there. There's not, your dad is not. He has disappeared.
Oh, yeah, so I'm gonna go outside. So I'm gonna go outside.
So you run for the front door, and you grab the handle, it doesn't budge.
Mom! Mom, the front door's not working! I start slamming on the door. You assholes! You fuckers! Because I start putting it together, this is like, something's real wrong. Mm-hmm. Kitana! And run upstairs to my room.
When you get to the top of the stairs, you suddenly get to the top stair and it's just blackness. There's nothing there.
Oh my God. Oh, okay. Slap yourself. Okay, so I'm gonna slap myself.
Okay, roll on force.
Oh my God. Oh yeah, now we know the fear, yeah. Oh no.
I'm gonna use a luck.
Okay.
Ooh.
And that is a lot of fives and no successes.
So, right as you're about to slap yourself, a hand comes and grabs you. And you look, and it's one of the men in suits. And he goes, why don't we go downstairs and have a chat?
I spit in his
face.
Chrissy, no.
Okay, so this is going to be another trouble on top of the trouble that you're going back into.
Hey, I am insane right now.
Great.
This is fight or flight, guys.
Oh, no, I get it.
You're going to roll a move.
How many dice? Okay. That's
okay.
Two sixes.
So you spit in his face.
A good old loogie, too.
And he, still holding your hand, goes like this, opens his hand, as it then turns, because this is a dream world, the spit forms, and then turns into a flower. And he hands it to you. Why don't we go downstairs and have a talk?
Okay.
Kitana, I'm gonna have you roll a sneak.
Okay.
No, that's a body. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna have you roll empathize with mind. Empathize.
Okay, so I have one.
Here's your mind.
You have
basically three, to see whether or not the person in the common hearing is hearing this or not. Are you able to communicate to her?
Ooh!
Oh, shoot.
What?
Sorry.
Oh, no. Okay, doesn't count. Nope. Oh, you do have your luck if you want to re-roll.
You have two. Oh, you have two, so you can re-roll.
I would re-roll. I would do it.
Okay.
Yeah. You want to use these bad boys.
Okay.
You're going to do it again. That was...
All right.
Oh, she's using another luck.
Mm-mm. Oh, my gosh.
You're going to need all the luck you can get tonight.
So we're running out of luck, so Chad, if you want to give some more luck, and don't
please
forget...
Please give me some more luck!
And don't forget about the 10 subscribers gets us... someone's going to get an Aliens poster.
Have we gotten any subscribers yet?
Not that I have seen,
okay.
But I'm also not looking at that current page.
They can gift subscriptions, too,
that's true,
right?
You can also gift subs. So, you are saying go back to what you were saying.
Just try to stay calm. They can't invade your brain if you stay calm. Detach, detach.
The common looks up, and he looks at you, and goes, oh, she's fun.
Who? Who? Because I can't hear it, right?
No, you can hear that.
Oh, I thought you rolled so I could or couldn't.
No, this was about whether or not
he could hear it. So what did he say to me?
She sounds fun.
You sicko!
Let's chat.
About how sick and twisted you are?
What do you think you know about the universe?
Oh my god. You are so up your own ass, it's like not even funny.
What do you think you know about the universe?
Why are you asking a 16-year-old that question?
What do you think you know about the universe?
What do you think you know about the universe?
More than you could ever possibly comprehend.
Cool, I don't give a shit.
Do you miss your family?
I don't want to talk to you.
This is the easy part. We can make this more difficult.
Oh, you mean after kidnapping me and throwing me in a trunk and then putting me in a cell with a albeit fashionable, but weird young lady?
Yes, much worse.
Oh, yeah? Like how?
How long do you think you've been away from your home?
I mean, like a couple hours. Like the drive wasn't that long, but I also was petrified, so I mean, I could have lost a little bit track of time.
For them, it has only been about a day. We dumped you in another world for a month.
I'm sorry, excuse me?
Do you want to know what that was like?
What?
As he puts his hand up.
Don't touch me, you... Ow!
Touches your forehead, and you start getting hit with these memories of this other world you were in for a month. Living a different life, under a different name, meeting different people. You didn't lose just a day, you lived an entire month.
Stop it, stop, stop, stop! Who's that girl? What town was that? Where was I? What did you do to me?
We put you somewhere else for a little while. Because that's something we can do.
No, you're screwing with me.
Oh, am I? Am I? Mrs. Hamilton? Does that name ring a bell?
No.
No?
Maybe?
Leanne's grandmother? I believe you call her Mima. Oh! As he looks over some papers.
Oh, yeah, I would never call her Mrs. Hamilton.
Maybe too formal.
I've never met her.
You've never met her?
No.
If you ever do, ask her how old she is, and ask yourself how old she seems.
What the fuck are you driving at?
Think about that. You suddenly get pulled out of the vision, and you're back with another man in the suit with his hand on you.
I spit in his face.
This is the fight.
This is the Jessica.
Roll force.
Also, you just got another luck.
Yay!
Thank you! Thank you, Tad.
You took away my luck, right?
I don't think they've been taken away. I am
not on the page to be able to do that, so that is something I'm
that
afraid.
We have to keep track of.
Yes,
so you just have one right now. Yeah.
But you have a total of three, and if you get one more, that means you get an auto success.
Yeah.
Whatever so, you want.
Oh, I see.
So, but I use two of the luck.
You use two of them, so you have one now.
But once you've accumulated just four
in general,
you're good.
Got it.
Yes.
That is a not successful.
Retro.
All right. So you spit in his face.
Oh, fuck. No flowers for
And that was not a success.
Uh-oh.
So that means you have failed this trouble.
Oh, no.
Which means you are going to suffer a condition.
No! Oh, yes! I didn't think this through!
And what he does is he pushes a little further, and you actually sink a little bit into this wall as if it's almost like it's liquid. And then he stops, and the wall solids again around you, keeping you there.
Like I'm stuck in the wall?
Yeah.
Ew.
What did you just do to me?
He now ignores you, going back to Katana.
Katana, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Just start listening to me, okay?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're right.
He takes your hand as you both walk out of the room.
No katana.
We go back over to the treehouse. As Bad Boy Bobby has finished zipping up.
It took him a long time.
Did we get a vision of what room she's in? Did we know?
Yes,
the
in last week's episode, you saw 418. Yes.
Okay.
All right. And Chrissy now has another luck, so thank you so much.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
And a car pulls, you hear a car pulling up, and it is Carol.
Fuck yeah, Carol.
All right, so.
And we've already, I assume that we've already talked it through with Bobby. Like, that was.
Yeah.
The,
yes.
Did, yeah.
Yeah. So we have our plan.
Yes.
All right. All right. This is it.
We're ready to go. Let's go.
I think so.
All right, so then we...
I put on George's sweater.
Great.
Because it's kind of like a dark brown, and this is the closest in stealth clothing that Ellie can get.
And have we, guys behind the board, have we reached our first 250?
There's a lot going on back there.
Yes, there is. Because we might have hit our first Echoplex.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's right, because with the vision, all the luck.
Let's just see, yeah.
Yeah. So I think we've hit our first megaplex. So you grab George's sweater as you guys start heading out towards Carol's car.
Mm-hmm.
You suddenly, next to the car, an echoplex.
It's one of those things. All right, let's open it.
All right,
let's open it.
You open it up, and there's a photograph. And you look. And it's Ricky and his dad.
Ricky? Is that his dad?
Yes, his dad.
Wait,
he's not here.
Where is Ricky?
He didn't show up. Bobby, have you talked to Ricky?
Why would I? No, why?
I don't know. You guys are dudes. Maybe you talk to him. I don't know.
You think I'm just calling him? No. The answer is no.
Here, all right. Let me run inside and try and call his house.
Okay, yeah. Let's go.
I'm going to run inside and try to call Ricky.
Yeah.
I'm inside.
Okay.
I'm picking up the phone.
Now, your mom and dad are home.
Yes.
And you are... you're not necessarily... You're still grounded-ish. Like, you're allowed to go to work.
Yeah.
Yes.
So your mother sees you running into the house.
Have you worked a shift yet?
Nope.
Yeah,
this is still Monday night.
Yeah, just curious.
Things got busy. So you run into the house. Your mother sees you. You're done with work?
Actually, I have to just make a quick phone call. Something happened in the back room, and I gotta go back and restock real fast, but then I'll be home after that.
Your mother looks at the watch, looks at you. Dinner's at 8.
Okay.
If you're not here by 8,
yes.
Dinner goes in the fridge.
Okay.
Without you.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
She goes into the kitchen, tying an apron on.
And Ellie's like, this is the calmest my mom's ever been in a while. So she picks up the phone and I feel like there's like a little post, she has like a little post-it note that's like, has like Ricky and Leanne's mm-hmm. numbers on them. And so she calls Ricky's house.
Great.
Oh, cute.
You call the house, one ring, second ring, third ring. Ricky picks up, sounds a little panicked.
Ricky, where are you?
My dad's not here. He's never not here.
What?
He didn't leave a note. He didn't say. There's no note. There's nothing to imply. He's just not here.
We just got a box, and it was a photo of you and your dad in the box.
What?
Yeah, we have a photo of you and your dad. You look real happy. You're like standing next to each other. It looks like it could be like a Christmas card photo.
Do you think they took my dad?
I don't know. Are they starting to take our family members because we've talked too much? See, this is what I was warning us about earlier tonight with talking too much.
What?
The football fields, the whole thing with Ethan and... I kept saying...
I'm sorry. I don't think... I need to find my dad. I don't think I could come.
Okay, I get it. All right, can you just make me a promise?
Yeah.
Be safe, okay?
You too.
Okay. I'll talk to you later.
I'll let you know if I find anything.
And hopefully nothing will happen to us so we can talk to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you hear the click on the other end?
Aww.
Yeah, kind of pushes it up, and she's kind of like.
She
goes back outside.
Well, is he coming?
No, he's not.
Why not?
His dad's gone missing.
His dad's gone missing.
I don't know. It could be a normal thing, or it could be a loop thing.
Did he see anything?
You know, he didn't. He didn't say he saw anything. I told him that we found the picture, the Christmas card photo, in his box, but that's all. So it looks like it's just the three of us. I mean,
Carol's in a leather. Carol, seeing her car, has like a cool leather jacket on.
Is she coming with?
She's ready to go.
Yeah, is she rocking kind of the Ripley look?
She's got a bit of a leather jacket. She's clearly done her hair to some extent.
Like,
for her, this is a way to kind of live a comic book fantasy that she's never gotten to do before.
Break into a government facility. All right,
Carol, you look real done up. I like it.
I try to make it look natural.
Looks good. No, it doesn't look weird or forced at all. It looks natural.
Good job. A good look.
Yeah.
I made a playlist. She pulls out the cassette tape.
I love Carol.
puts it in. It's just, and she's here. Da 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 da. She's like, so are we doing this or not?
Yeah, we got a map. We got a map.
We got stuff. We got no Ricky, but. So just the four of us.
Are you coming? She points to Bad Boy Bobby. Just like, and he's like, just gestures to his jumpsuit.
Yeah, we're gonna use him. He's gonna pretend he's one of them. I think.
Yeah, we're gonna sneak in.
I'm gonna try something. I don't know.
Good call.
We got this.
As she reaches into her glove box and puts on driving gloves.
Oh my gosh! And Ellie's just like, can you tell me how to do my hair like that?
Yeah, shotgun, kiddo.
Okay.
Oh, God, I wish it was 80s. So,
you guys pull off down the road, the dart in the distance.
Oh, God.
As you guys go down the winding road. We cut back to the room, Katana being pushed back in.
Hi.
How you doing?
Really zen.
That's good. Ironically, that's probably how you're going to survive this place.
I'm sorry, I can't really look at you right now. Oh. Can you come in front of me?
Sure.
Oh, yes.
You look really great in that wall. I'm trying to compliment you back. I don't know how.
It's a thing women feel like they have to do, but you don't have to. You can just take the compliment.
Okay, I'll work on that.
I know I look great.
Wow. That's cool.
It's hard to get there, but over there.
I think we could both learn a lot from each other.
You're right. I'm sorry I didn't listen to you.
It's okay. I understand you're in a panic mode. You just got here. You don't know what's going on. And they're playing mind games with you. That's what you need to understand. They're playing mind games with you.
What did they do with you?
They tried to take me back to the memories.
What?
Just like they did with you.
Oh, take you back to your memories?
Mm-hmm. And then they try to see that. And I don't know why they're trying to gather that information. But the more you let them, the more you get into the memory, the more they can take from you. And the more emotion that you give them, like spitting in their face.
Look away from me. I need to do a dramatic turn. I know, I'm sorry. It's so unladylike, too.
Okay, who cares about that?
Thank you.
It's the more energy you give them, the more they can take.
What was your town like?
My town? From what I can remember, it's really dark a lot. That's like, all I can really remember.
Like no sun, or like close to the North Pole, or?
Like, you could see the stars a lot. And I noticed that that's where I make my calm place. So when I do start getting panicked by them, because they are scary, I start thinking about my calm place. What would your calm place be?
Huh. I don't know that I really have one.
Not surprised.
What do you mean by that?
You're just not a calm person.
Okay. It's like not that easy. Like my life's like not easy.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure it's not easy. It's just that, you know, you have to take the time to find ways to make it calmer when it's hard.
Sure, but like there's like, I mean, what, like school's calm? That's not calm. Everyone, like life at your house isn't calm. That's not calm. It's not like I have anything.
Is there a river or?
Ugh, just get dirty.
Song that helps you?
I mean, I did have a song that I really liked, but my boyfriend just broke up with me and that was our song, so now I don't really like that song anymore.
Boyfriend.
Have you never kissed anybody? Do you want to kiss me?
Is that the same as like a romantic kiss?
Not really.
Just like a practice kiss?
Yeah, a practice kiss. Me and my girlfriends just do it all the time.
Well, is that something I would roll for?
If you don't want to do it, sure.
If you don't want to, you can roll out, but as of now, it's up to you.
You're blushing again.
My face is hot.
I know, sorry, that was a weird ask.
Well, I guess, okay. I wonder if there would be some kind of effect in the universe if that happened. I don't know. Am I being weird?
No, you're not being weird. I'm being weird.
You're in a wall.
I'm in a wall. This is not something I ever anticipated happening to me in my life.
I'll give you a kiss.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I can't move. This is hard for you. Mm.
As soon as that happens, the wall...
It's the power of love.
Oh, yay.
You start to come out of the wall. It's almost like it liquefies again.
Holy shit, Kitana.
Look at that intuition, Chrissy.
I mean, I had a thought, but I didn't know it was going to actually work.
Wow.
And so how was that?
It was obviously...
Soft.
Yes.
Boys are more rough.
Okay.
But it's just different.
It was nice.
The door opens. But it's almost like, not that someone opened it, it's just...
Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh.
What, that's not normal?
No, that's not normal. It's here. Never opened without people there.
There's someone... I go to peek around, like, do the cheerleader sneak to peek around.
Roll sneak.
She's real good at sneaking.
I am. It's what you learn in cheerleading school. That's a negative, and I don't want to fuck this one up.
You do have a luck.
I'm going to use it.
Yeah.
That's two successes.
So you're able to, how do you sneak? Tell me what you do.
So she's like, there's nobody there, but the door isn't open wide enough to even like totally tell. So like I slink across like one side of the wall to the other side of the wall until like I'm flush against the door so that I can wrap my eyes around to see if there's anyone like from as far as the eye can see.
Great. As you do, you just see this long hallway. That's where the fluorescent lights, it's very pretty bright. You don't see anybody down there.
Kitana, come here. Look.
Oh my gosh.
Does that look familiar to you?
I walked through there on the way here one time, I think.
Do you know if there's like an exit on the other side?
I have no idea.
Okay, let's go find out.
Yeah, we should find out.
Okay.
So we walk out.
Great.
Their kisses can open doors.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, listen.
It's the power of love.
That's the power of love. That song doesn't exist in our world, I'm sure.
Great. So as you start making your way down the hallway, we're going to cut back over to the car.
These cuts. These cuts.
Cut back over to the car. As the car, Carol pulls the car up on the back end of the dart, this chain link fence wrapping around.
Is that the entrance? Bobby?
Yeah, Bobby.
Is that the entrance?
No, this is the back.
This is the entrance. The point of entry that we're using.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I guess.
Should we have code? We need code names, yeah. Guys. We need code names for this.
What would code names do? What would that?
Just make us feel a little cooler and make it a little bit more legit.
Roll charm. Roll to see if you can convince Bad Boy Bobby that you guys need code names.
Yeah, this is real good because I got two. Wait, what's charm? Yep, charm's heart. Ellie's only got two heart.
Oh, aww, I feel like she had more.
I know, but that's how my age. Yeah. That's how my
we
age.
Know what you're gonna grow up in.
Well, no charm.
And I see how much she wants it, and I'm just like, all right, maybe we should do code names, Bobby. So I'm gonna roll my charm.
Charm.
That's so cute.
Because I have four heart, and I have one charm, so that's five. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm also the youngest, so I don't have a ton of points.
Bobby, just play along. Come on. That's one success.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I guess, yeah, fine. What do you want? What do you want to be? What's your name? What's your code name?
Ellie, give me something cool from like a comic book or something.
Okay, ooh.
Carol turns around, Nightcrawler.
Oh! Nightcrawler.
Yeah, Carol, that's great. I was gonna say Black Cat, but I like Nightcrawler better.
I like
Phoenix.
Nightcrawler.
Oh, wait, okay, Oracle?
In the 80s? No, I don't think there was
an Oracle. Oh, shoot, sure. Okay, never mind.
Phoenix. You are an Oracle if you think of that name.
She looks at Bobby and goes,
Wolverine.
Yeah, she's for a long moment, then she goes, Wolverine. And then she thinks for herself and goes, Captain.
Aww. Captain Marvel or Captain?
Let's go Captain Marvel. Yeah. I like Captain Marvel. She goes, Captain Marvel. And
Nightcrawler.
As she reaches, and she had a bag in the front seat that was between your legs. She reaches down, pulls out like a chain link, like cutters, like bolt cutters.
Jesus.
You're going to want these.
Carol, how did you know? Carol, you're pretty cool, man.
This is not my first time breaking into a place.
Oh, wait, okay. You gotta tell me about this later.
I will.
Okay. Ellie takes you to see Ellie with this big old bulk.
You might want me to. I'll go ahead and take those.
It was cool holding them.
I'm gonna have you do, this is gonna be Tinker.
Ooh. Tinker, okay. Tinker, Taylor, Soldier Spy. I have one for Tinker. Dang, I only got Tech. Tech, I have two, so I have
three. But three for Tech, so yeah.
You have three? Okay, so.
You try first.
Well, I'll try first. I got a couple left. I
success! Oh, you got success!
So you're clip, you make a hole big enough and right as so you grab it?
Yeah,
I'm just moving over to the side. Yeah. You guys start to step in, and Bobby grabs you both and pulls you back.
Oh, no.
Right as a guard comes through with a flashlight and a dog.
Fuck.
No! What a story.
That was a kid. And Ellie's kind of like, yeah.
So, the three of you start making your way.
Oh, wait, I give Carol a hug before I go in.
She's okay. Not going to go in?
Carol gives you a hug, and Carol goes, I'll be here with the car running.
Right. Oh my god, Carol.
I'll try to make this fast.
She actually reaches into her bag and gives you a walkie-talkie.
Oh, yeah.
Ellie just like follows in after people.
As you guys, so you guys go back to the hole, going through the hole in the fence. And the way the building is set up is the dart sits big, ominous in the center, and then in between it's like in between, but basically like a square that has like stories around it.
So I take it we're looking for like the air vent or like the...
There's the possibility of an air vent.
No, I'm playing Persona 5 right now in my mind. And I'm like, where's the infiltration point to the castle?
You can look for an air vent. There's also the possibility of trying to see if the doors work. There's windows. There's a couple different points of entry.
Bobby, you've done this before. What do you think?
I've broken in here before.
But you've broken into another place. What's the best?
I've broken into a 7-Eleven.
Didn't you used to work
here?
This
is way different than a 7-Eleven.
Bobby, you could still get caught and go to jail at the 7-Eleven.
Fine.
I'm sorry, Wolverine.
Wolverine.
Thank you, Phoenix and Nightcrawler.
Yeah,
Nightcrawler. Can we just try the see the door? That door?
Try the door. Wolverine, you try the door, since if you they see you, you're in the jumpsuit.
I know. I'll say, like, I'm a janitor. I got locked out of the building.
Okay. Perfect. So, wait, do we have, like, a cart that we can get, like, get in?
Oh,
like,
my God. Do we have a janitor's cart?
Go, yeah, look for a cart.
Look for a cart.
Okay, I'm going to go look for a cart. What are you two going
to
do?
Oh, wait just... for you to get a cart.
Okay. Bobby mostly just feels a lot of guilt because he understands that he helped the common when his memory was wiped. He is the reason George is gone. There's a lot of things that he knows internally he's responsible for. But goddammit, he doesn't really want me to do this.
It's not cool for his reputation.
Okay, let's just play this. Okay, let's take this one step at a time.
I'll look for a cart.
Phoenix and I will try to jimmy the vent and see if
we can sneak in through there.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Here we go. Bobby goes off.
You got this, Wolverine.
Bobby goes, and you see him turn the corner on the building. As you two, there's a vent, but it's a little too tall for both of you. Maybe one sun's on another person's shoulders, which is where we will cut back to the hallway with the two of you.
You are doing a bad job of GMing.
Am
meaning
I?
Meaning a good job. You're killing us. That was a backhanded compliment, because it's excellent where you're cutting, but it's also the cliffhangers. I can't.
As we cut back to the hallway,
good.
To you making your way down, and you come to an L, and you hear two people talking down the other end of the hallway. The conversation sounds fairly mundane.
Okay.
You're saying that they can hear us with their emotions?
No, I'm saying that when we get too emotional in one direction or the other, I don't know about romance, but when it comes to anger and sadness and fear, that's when I start seeing them and seeing my memory. So if we could just not be scared or mad
or something else.
Something else.
Okay, well, let's be zen and walk by calm.
Think of your calm place.
I don't have a calm place.
Okay, well, we'll work on it.
Okay, Shopping.
That calmed you down?
Sure. Just think of credit cards. Think of credit cards.
Oh boy. Okay. Thinking of the stars. I'm thinking of the blackness.
I put on my lipstick.
Oh, there's a block.
Do you want some?
Sure.
Oh.
Just smearing it on her teeth.
Oh, right, okay. Ooh. Glaze now. And like, yeah.
Oh,
oh. Oh, no, why'd you just...
Stop, Matt.
No, it's okay. You're just making it worse, so.
Oh.
There, great.
Thanks.
It's a good color.
Yeah?
Yeah, give me it back though. Oh.
Right as you finish, you put it away, you hear one of the guys down the hallway go like, I'm going to go get a coffee, you want anything? The other guy goes, no, I'm good. So he starts, the guy going to get the coffee is going the opposite direction of you guys, going further down, as the one guy just stands there looking over reports.
We're going to have to walk by him and follow that guy. Okay, let's just walk like we belong here. Okay.
So you go start walking, like just... very quietly, but past him like we're normal. Oh God, the worst thing.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not saying I'm a strategizer.
Who are you two?
Fuck, we didn't get to roll for it even.
It's a brightly lit hallway. He's just standing there with paper.
I have a theory.
What's your theory?
That they don't recognize people unless they want to.
No! Who are you two?
Oh my gosh.
We are from corporate.
You're both like 16?
Excuse me. We have been through many dimensions and trials.
Dimensions and dimensions.
I got this. We've been through many dimensions and trials, and we have electively stayed young looking
and I would appreciate not being objectified by you. What is your number?
My number?
Yeah, what is your number?
He doesn't even have a number.
You don't have a number?
Oh, man. Oh,
my gosh. Roll. I'm going to have you roll lead.
Okay.
Also, Ellie, you got another luck.
Yay!
Thank you.
One,
you,
two.
You got an extra two because your lipstick's on.
Ah, oh, fuck yes! This is like my best skill, too. You can also get plus two because that's my lucky.
Ooh,
yeah. Nice. Well, you ready for this? That's three successes.
Whoa, you want to save one?
I wasn't given a number.
Well, I guess we're going to have to talk about that. Give me your name. You don't have a name either?
Sorry,
you
no,
don't
no, have no, a name? No, sorry. I'm honestly just trying to remember if I was given a number and I forgot about it.
Well, I just want your name for now because clearly you
Jacob
are...
Jacob Henderson.
Jacob Henderson.
Why'd you say it like that?
You will find out soon mm-hmm. enough. Okay. Carry on.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, sorry.
You should be. Goodbye.
As he keeps looking over his papers and like... So as you guys walk past him.
Oh my god.
That was so amazing, that was so amazing.
We're good to you.
Okay, yeah, okay. Okay, shh.
Darkness, stars.
So clearly that doesn't work what I thought it was gonna be, so they're gonna recognize it. So we just need to be a little bit more incognito.
Mm-hmm.
Cause that guy was stupid.
So you guys start making your way. You're gonna follow the guy who's gonna go get coffee.
Quietly, yes.
Okay, great. You're gonna both roll sneak.
Sneak.
That cheerleader sneak. So you get two.
So two
extra. So seven. It's five, six, seven, and two extra.
Five, six, seven, and two extra.
Okay. Nine?
Yes.
That would Whoa.
Be that would be what that number means. Okay. Okay, three successes.
Ooh, that's
great.
Real good.
That's sweet. How do you guys sneak?
That's her sneak.
Oh, that's yeah. her. So you're okay, so then.
I mean, I'm only rolling every single dice. That's two successes.
Oh, great. Wait, talk about how you guys sneak.
So I quietly show her really quickly the cheerleader sneak move, and it's. Heel toe. So it's like there's like no rhythm to it. So you can't like be mistakable as like a rhythm.
Okay.
Like or like a walk. So I show it to you really quick and you're brilliant. You pick it up.
Got it.
So we like
great. As we cut over to the vent. What is the way you guys are trying to get to
I think place? I'm on the Got top.
It. Yeah. Ever since like all right, Ellie.
Oh man.
Here, and I hand her, I have a screwdriver for my backpack, so I'm like, just take the, yeah, unscrew
All right.
the vent.
Okay, I'm like braced against the wall, like trying to. Like,
right. Roll tinker.
All right, am I good at that? It's a tick. It's a three.
Bad.
You gotta get a luck too. And that's a success!
So you're able to.
Yeah, get the.
Yes, real quick. You pull the thing off, and right when you do, you hear. What are you two doing?
Fuck.
And you see a flashlight go on the both of you.
I want to try to, so what does he look like? I turn and look at him. What is
he? He's a guard.
He's just a guard?
Thin guy, basic guard,
I got lost. We got lost, sir. And,
there's a smoke bomb in my back pocket.
Okay. I grab it and then
Roll
I just
sneak.
Yeah. Oh man. All right.
And this is a trouble.
Oh my god.
Oh gosh. One trouble.
I got
No.
All right. Oh, one success.
Wow.
I know it's like
So you're able wow. to go and pull the smoke yeah. bomb out.
And then I throw it, throw it right in front of the guard, and I want to try to push Ellie up into the thing.
So you're successful on the sneak.
Yeah.
Roll for the force if you're able to.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Don't fail.
It's good, because, I mean, I have good
force. You're very forceful.
I'm very forceful. All right, so it's four, so that's six.
Yep.
All right.
I can just see Ellie just, like, missing and falling.
Oh, my God.
No, but I'm gonna use one of my looks.
I jinx it by saying it out loud.
You got go, Phoenix, go.
We got two successes.
Two.
Great. Yeah. So you're able to get Ellie into this vet, which now leaves you down there.
No, it kind of leaves me. There's nothing that I can grab. Real quick.
Ellie has her backpack on her, so she can. There's rope in there.
Oh, there is rope in. Yeah,
we did pack rope.
Okay.
Yeah. Where's Bobby?
Bobby's looking for a cart that now we are not going to use because we are inside.
Well, maybe he can meet us at another entry point.
We didn't even. I was just Ellie in her head. She's like, we didn't even make up a rendezvous point. good plan. Ellie gets the rope out and it's like,
all right. So who's got to roll for that one? For me to climb it.
For you to climb it. I think it's gotta be.
It's gotta be me. All right.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, and that's gonna be. I think that's gonna be move. I think it's gonna be a move. Yeah.
Okay, so move. That's one, and then my four. Peace. All right.
Also, chat, feel free to start giving luck, because once they break in here, they're going to need it.
Oh, gosh. It's going to be
one success. Oh.
Great.
Yeah.
You pull yourself up just as the smoke starts to clear. And right as the smoke clears, you see Bobby running up with a cart behind this guard.
Wow. Oh, dear gosh. Duh. Wolverine.
As he comes walking up, and the guard turns the light on Bobby. Hello?
Okay, so.
As the guard goes, what are you doing out here?
Do you have another smoke bomb?
Yeah, I packed three.
All right.
And just only got one left.
And Bobby goes like, I'm cleaning the outside dirt.
And I pull close the vent.
Jesus, nuts move, boo.
And the guard goes, keep your eye out. There's two young girls around here. Bobby goes, will do. Understood. As the guard runs off past you guys.
Okay, we peek out the vent.
Yeah. Wolverine, we found an entry point.
He looks up. So do you need this?
Wait, well, what do you think is best? If we hide on the cart or if we meet up somewhere?
I feel like we should meet up somewhere, just in case we spread out.
Keep the cart. The cart's good. I think we'll need the cart.
All right, fine.
Cart, the cart completes the look, Wolverine. The cart completes the look.
We're gonna, yeah, it does. And we're gonna.
Fine, I'm gonna keep the. Where do we wanna meet?
418. We gotta find 418.
Okay, do we have a time we wanna try for?
Soon.
She gotta be home for dinner soon. So we gotta go now.
Don't give me that face.
All right, yeah, fine.
All right. Do you want dinner?
Do you know what I had to do to get this cart?
Please.
I don't want to talk about it as he turns around.
Did he have to do something bad?
I feel like he had to do like a favor or something.
I don't know what kind of favor so like... could be.
As he goes through the back door, you see him actually pull out a key and, like, unlock it, put it back in, and go through the doors.
Oh, I think he took out our bodies.
Okay.
Let's keep crawling.
All right.
So you guys go crawling through the vent. We cut back over to the two of you.
Wow.
As your cheerleader sneaking.
We're going to miss each other like ships in the night.
We really are. This is a mistake. But Chrissy doesn't think so.
Hey, we don't think so either. Yeah.
Have you ever been in his part? I don't remember. I don't remember. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Everything's okay.
Okay.
Whatever happens, just blame me.
As the man with the man who's going to get coffee opens his door, goes in, closes his door, it's at the end of the hallway.
Okay, do you think there's like the cafeteria and there's an exit that way, or?
I don't know, but it's the only door I can see. So I think we have to go through it.
All right, let's do it.
Are you just gonna burst right through?
Oh God!
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh God! Oh my word!
So you open the doors.
You can't die, but you're gonna die.
You go in, you close the doors, and it's pitch black in here.
I knew it.
If you knew it, you should have told me. What do you know?
Thought it was gonna be darkness.
Wait, why did you preemptively tell me this?
And then lights start to flicker, and it's very clear. This is the a projector, and it starts to show a movie on a wall.
I did not see this coming.
Welcome, employees of the DART. We're sure you have many interesting questions. We hope we're able to answer some of them. You are entering a brand new world of discovery. The DART. That's what we like to call our U.S. Hadron Collider. Obviously, the second of the two Hadron Colliders, the first being made in Sweden by Professor Lucas. Professor Lucas, a fantastic man who wanted to discover and unlock the meanings and the purposes of the universe. As you see this, like, about middle-aged looking man in a doctor's uniform like this, standing in front of, like, a matte painting of the DART. Or not even a DART, actually, the Swedish one, because he created that. Created in the 1960s, Professor Lucas created the very first Hadron Collider, turning it on and opening up the realms of possibility and of science.
We have to go.
Which, of course, brought about... What did you say?
I recognize Professor Lucas.
You recognize Professor Lucas?
Oh, what? What? What is
happening? I don't know! What? Well, I'm just saying I recognize him. I don't know what from.
Oh, no.
Don't have your memory right now. 1960s, that seems like... That seems like a long time ago, I think. I don't know.
You see this training video, and it shows, like, Professor Lucas is kind of, like, shaking hands with people as the Swedish Hadron Collider is opening up, and people are walking in, and it looks like... It's reminiscent of something from, like, a 1950s or 60s Disney movie all over where Walt would be very present.
I'm picturing the one from
Between the
Moon,
yeah.
Like, yeah. I'm picturing the one from Portal 2 when you find the underground.
Yes, very good, yeah. And then Professor Lucas turns and looks right at the camera and goes, "Hello there, I'm Professor Lucas. I'm the one who created the Hadron Collider. And I've also created this new one, the DART, put right here in the middle of Boulder City. We put it in the middle of America because we wanted to see what would happen if you put the Hadron Collider, something of amazing scientific discovery, in the middle of the country as opposed to one of the major operating cities. We hope that this will bring jobs and opportunity to you in the Boulder City. Thank you, employee. Thank you for working at the DART.
At the DART.
As the movie starts to slow down.
We have to go now.
It burns.
I'm trying to remember. Okay, you're right.
Let's go.
Thank you.
I try to feel for a wall.
Great. I'm going to have you roll investigate.
God damn it. Fate don't fail me now.
Six! Yes!
Oh, no.
So,
oh my God.
You grab for this door. You open it up, and when you open it up, you're suddenly in the middle of this cafeteria. There's like this large cafeteria where the person was going to get coffee, and it just seems like expansive. Like it almost feels like it just goes on forever, and there's no one in there.
You okay?
I don't know.
I feel weird. Okay, we have to be smart about this. We have to get out. Or they're gonna, I don't know, probably kill us or send us somewhere else and no one wants that, right?
Right.
He's not here, it's fine, everything's okay.
But why is darkness and stars my comms place and that room was really dark and I feel like I've been in that room before.
That wasn't a good room.
It wasn't a good room.
That's not your fault.
Professor Lucas. I feel like I've seen his picture somewhere. Somewhere. With my mother.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I can't figure it out. It's making me hurt.
It's okay. Stop. Don't. It's okay.
Your nose starts to bleed.
Oh, God. Okay, here.
What's happening? What is happening? Shh. What is going on?
There's stars, and there's darkness, and you see a comet, and...
I see a comet?
I don't know. It's like a shooting star, and the moon is, like, half full.
Just something I can shove up here? What's going on?
Okay, just...
Now, this is a cafeteria. There probably are napkin dispensers and things like that.
Okay. So I look around and I find a napkin and I'm here. Now, just press, like, pinch your nose and look up.
This used to happen to me when I was little.
don't know why I just said that.
You look really funny.
Stop, now's not...
I'm just saying you look funny.
Like, but like still cute?
Yeah, you're like super cute.
Okay, I got really used to taking the compliment and now I don't know what to do when you don't give me one.
Oh my god. Well, that sounds like a codependency issue, but I will be happy to give you a compliment anytime you want. And look, I can just hide the blood that I put on my shoulder sleeve real easily.
Wow.
So, we need to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it stopped.
All right, well, I'm just going to grab a couple more just in case.
Okay.
What?
You just put it. Nothing.
I mean, like a little extra padding. It never hurts.
You don't need it.
No, I don't.
All right.
Okay. So let's just walk. Let's just walk.
The only sound is your feet echoing against this like tile floor.
And you know, we're cheerleader sneaking.
Well, at this point, are you still cheerleader sneaking through this room as well?
No.
So, and it kind of almost has that like basketball court sound to it. It's like every couple of feet.
And when we move, are we feeling like we're gaining any ground?
The door you guys came through is definitely moving further away, but it doesn't. It almost feels like there's not like an end to this.
It's kind of like the Mario stairs before you get enough stars
yeah.
to go to Bowser. Okay.
Nice.
This is gonna work. Something's really wrong here.
Everything is really wrong here.
No, you're here and I'm here.
Oh, this is
that's not really wrong.
Man, you sure know how to put a positive spin on a day.
I don't know. I never felt so positively. I just think that you're like cool, and that makes me feel like safe. You're my thief.
Shut the front door. Oh my god! I cannot take that compliment.
It's a weird compliment.
I'm your safe space.
It might be true. Okay. We can't. Okay. So if this is long ways and long ways doesn't work, then we need to. Go sideways.
Wow. Okay. Well,
we just have to look at the problem a different way. Okay, now move. Yeah. Are you, did you see anything on that side?
Not. Nope.
Both of you roll to investigate.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, shit. So, we have our lipstick. I forgot about the lipstick. So you're three. Plus two because you're lipstick. Negatory. Does she have any luck right now?
You had three.
Let me see if I get it, because if I can see it, then you don't need to do it.
Okay. I have one.
She's rolled almost all of them. I didn't get it. I think I have one right now, though, right?
I think you have one luck.
Okay, I'm going to use it.
I think you have one luck, okay. too. I think, you just that one time. Yeah. You haven't used one since.
That was one success.
Nice. All right.
Okay. So you don't see anything on your end. You see... At first, it looks like nothing. It looks like just a plain white wall. And then you notice that there is sort of what looks like a reflective speck. It looks like it's about, like, 100 feet away. Like, if you were to shine a light on it, it would kind of glisten.
Oh, my God.
What?
Kitana.
Yeah.
There's a glitch. Whoa. There's a glitch. Do you see it?
Yeah, I see it.
Let's go to the glitch.
Okay, Chrissy.
Okay. So start running.
We cut over to the vent.
Oh, gosh.
You hear, Phoenix, come in. It's Captain.
Phoenix here, along with Nightcrawler.
How's it looking? Where are we at?
We are in the ventilation system.
is it a little dusty in there? Over?
It's pretty clean. Over.
It's kind of wet. Like the AC's been on.
Over.
All right. I'm gonna do a circle around. I feel like the car sitting out here has made some guards suspicious.
Oh, God.
I'm gonna drive, but I'll be back in 20 minutes.
Okay, sounds good. Yes, they know that we're here, kind of, maybe, sort of. Captain,
what?
Over.
Yeah, they saw us. Sorry, over.
We're fine. We just definitely have aroused suspicion.
Where's bad boy Bobby?
Wolverine's doing his own thing right now. He's a janitor and he's on the inside.
10-4.
I love it. She calls him Bad Boy Bobby.
Where's Bad Boy Bobby? So she goes to do the 20-minute drive. Yeah.
All right. So we're going through. Then, so we're going by, we're looking through the vents and see if there's anything
like any safe rooms to like drop into.
Okay. Roll for investigate.
Ooh. Let me. Allow me to roll.
You see anything?
Yeah, I see a lot. Can I save one of these successes or no?
How many did you get?
Three.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. One. I'm saving success.
Yeah.
And also, y'all, if you want to keep giving them Lux, because here we go.
And also, too, yeah, if you subscribe, right?
Yeah.
Good luck in the vents. Hashtag Leanne and hashtag Ellie.
Yes! Yay!
Oh, so thank you, Jay Pistol. Was that supposed to be, was that just a give, or was that supposed to be a vision?
I think those are just two Lux. We just got
two. Oh, they might
just
be two Lux. Oh, well, great.
Yay,
great.
Thank you.
How many Lux are we all at?
No one's at four. We're so close to four. Everyone's so close to four. I'm at three.
Two.
Now remember, four is a broken. Well, at the moment, Chrissy does have a condition. If she gets four more conditions.
I have actually still the upset condition from three episodes ago.
Well, that's right. We've not gone to the treehouse.
Actually, if I get two more conditions.
She's broken.
Oh, no.
So, because I'm currently, I said I was injured because of the wall.
That's very true.
And because I spit in his face unsuccessfully.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So, you can
take one of those successes. Thank you for that.
But also, yeah, subscriptions. If you resubscribe, please tell us who you want to give a luck to, because you can give a luck for us.
Word.
That, right?
Totally. Yes, 100%. Yeah. And again, 10 subscribers, we're going to be giving away an Aliens poster that if you want us to sign, we can do so, even though we did not work on that film.
Hey, I'm not Ripley.
But as a good souvenir, we will do that. So
we love this movie.
you look and you see that there's kind of like this sort of break room area, like pink donut box, like coffee machine, stuff like that. And it looks like in that room there's three doors that could lead to who knows where.
All right, I think I found a safe space. All right. I take the screwdriver and I open the vent.
And is it like a side vent or is it like from above and we have to fall out?
I'm going to say it's got to be from above, but it's only like maybe a 8-foot drop. Like,
okay.
Kind of high, obviously, but not like... Not break your ankle high.
Okay.
Okay, let me jump down first.
Okay.
All right, so then I jump down, and then I help her come down.
I'm going to have you roll to see how good of a helper you are on this.
I'm pretty good.
You're just body, just straight body.
One success, boyo.
Yo!
How do you help her down?
All right. She's, like, so terrified to come down. So I'm like, just jump and I'll like catch you.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's fine.
But people have told me that before and they've let me drop.
Girl, I got you. Come on.
Okay, I trust you.
Okay.
All right, here I come.
Whoa. Ah. Not so fast. Ah.
As you both like fall, but you're good to go. Hitting the ground.
Is there anything to take? I mean, Ellie wants to weirdly make a cup of coffee. She's just gonna carry around a cup of hot coffee.
I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say this. This is a complicated coffee machine.
Oh god!
One of those ones that's got like 80 buttons on it.
It's from Italy.
And four photos of different kinds of coffee. This is gonna be a program.
Wow.
Gosh, yeah, tech. Okay, I got three. Can I use I pull out my sharp wizard to see if there's anything to help?
Sure.
Yeah.
Go for it.
I pull out my sharp wizard to see if there's anything to help me with this.
Ooh. Yay, two successes.
Great. So
I think she uses a translator. She uses a translator on our sharp wizard to figure it out what the Italian words for different coffees are.
Great.
So she figures out how to make a normal, just really hot, really hot coffee, because you never know when a hot liquid could come in handy.
Fantastic. So this is just black?
Just black coffee, yeah. She's gonna, because she wants to hold on to it. I'll just play my cards out right. She's thinking, like, if they run into anyone, hot coffee to the face, great distraction.
Yeah. Great,
she's
great.
Only on one smoke bomb.
Yeah.
She's read her comic book. She knows how to distract.
Fantastic. So you're making this.
You're a dork.
You're making this black coffee.
She's like, it's bumping like, the express.
It's like, yeah, it's
making. Are you trying to drink coffee right now? No, I'm gonna use it for later.
And then as soon as it finishes, you hear, it goes, ding! Thank you so much for making coffee with the automatic coffee automatica maker. You are a fantastic customer.
I unplug it. I unplug it.
You unplug it. And as soon as you do, and Chrissy, I got another look.
Oh, nice.
So as soon as you pull that, it starts to go, and you start to hear footsteps coming towards the break room and murmurings of like, what was that?
Are there any tables or cupboards? Can we get in some of these cupboards?
Yeah, Jurassic Park style, there are cupboards.
Yeah, okay.
Underneath.
Yeah, yeah.
Just get these cupboards.
Okay.
I'm going to have you both roll Tinker, because they're going to be locked.
Okay. That's tech, that's three. You have a pocket knife though, so I haven't used. Yeah, that's your item. No,
my item is my Meemaw's necklace, which I always have. Which
that's a success for me. Can I give her my success?
So you're able to, Jimmy.
What are we rolling again?
Tinker.
Tick.
Oh no. Here, can I give her my success if it isn't successful?
No, I still have one luck too. So I'm gonna use my luck. This is my last
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
So you get the other one open.
Yeah.
And there's, it's blocked a little bit by paper towels. So you can try and pull some of those out.
I don't want them to look so messy and like, so yeah, we're there.
And then you get on in, close the thing. As two guys walk in and they go, I want to play the coffee machine. You're like, doing all this other stuff, and all you see is their legs.
Yeah.
As they kind of keep walking back and forth, making coffee, just talking about work, just being like, "Oh, how are the reports coming? Oh, they're coming around okay." And the other.
They plug the machine back in.
Yeah, they plug the machine back in, they say, "What's with all the paper towels?"
Oh
my god. And then you hear a voice, familiar voice. Sorry about that. I'll get that. I got that.
It's Wolverine. Wolverine, thank you.
And you hear the two guys go, you know, you can't just leave a mess in here. And by the way, did you unplug the coffee machine? Oh, yeah, that was me. Sorry about that. I was cleaning up. It came unplugged. I forgot to plug it back in. They're going, well, don't fuck up again. As these two guys leave.
Assholes.
And the door closes. Cupboard opens up and it is Bad Boy Bobby.
Oh, Wolverine, thank you. Yeah. We made it.
Yeah, we did. Do you want to get in the car?
Yes, please. Let's get in the car.
Cool, great. Before you guys get into the car, you see the three doors. Who's got the map?
It's in my backpack. Okay, all right. Oh, 418, right? 418,
418.
418.
Alright.
It only looks like there's one door here on the map.
What? Bobby grabs the map and looks at it. Then he looks at the three doors. Looks down back at the map. Well, fuck.
Well, which way did those two guys just go out? Did you see them?
They went out the way they came in, through the hallway that leads out through the business section, which is near the doors that I came in through.
Okay. And the business section doesn't lead to the upstairs or anything?
Not that I can tell.
Okay. Those doors.
Each take a door?
I feel like splitting up is the worst idea.
We got to go. Hurry, you had dinner.
Do you want a sip of coffee? Would that make you feel better?
No.
You're tired and grumpy?
I actually do have coffee, so if you do, like, I'm just...
Okay, I'll take one sip. That'll be very
Thank
nice.
Thank you for getting the cart.
As it reaches over, sips a little bit.
God.
Oh, that's good.
You're welcome.
So fine. Where do you want to go? Left, right, or middle?
Let's go middle.
Is there any way we can like sense? Do we have like an intuition or anything? Like
roll. I'll go have roll investigate.
having used the vision, having had visions. Yeah, I feel like there's some kind of part of us that's tied to things. Yeah, two successes.
I was scared.
So you go over. You put your hand over one door. Nothing. Just nothing. Just a door. Go to the one on the right. Nothing. As you put your hand towards the one in the middle, your hand starts to feel like it's vibrating. Like there's an electrical current.
Of course it's the middle door.
All right, let's get in this cart. Okay.
He puts you in, and Bobby goes through the keys.
You got bony knees, Ellie.
I'm sorry.
He puts the key into the middle door, clicks it open, and you guys go through. Cutting back over to you guys in the cafeteria. As you come up.
God damn it, killing it.
As you come up and you see the little shimmer. And it's clearly like a little handle.
There it is.
We should go.
Here. Lipstick's yours.
What?
Oh. No, those are your protective glasses.
You're gonna need them.
Oh. You're gonna need them too.
No. I'm not gonna go with you.
Stop it. Okay. This is stupid.
No. I've been here my whole life. I've been here my whole life.
That's not possible.
I think the memories I have of my mother, I think she had me here. And Professor Lucas is, I don't know, somehow related to her. Maybe he kidnapped her and maybe he's my father.
Okay, so then we need to get you the fuck out of here, because that's some bullshit.
No, they're not gonna let me get out of here. I know it. I mean, I think I've even been through this before. I don't know, but I've never felt anything like I feel when I'm around you, and I can't let you stay here.
And I'm not leaving without you.
No, you're being emotional. Detach, calm down. It's all I've ever known how to do. Go to the light. Pull on the handle. Leave me here, and when you figure this all out, then maybe you can come back and get me.
So, you're crazy. You're just another girl from. Come on, let's just go check.
I'm not just another girl. I belong here.
You're my friend now.
I'll always be your friend. Please don't cry. You belong out there. You don't belong here. You're too emotional, really.
You're mean. Okay, kiss me one more time. Okay, that was just a friendship kiss.
That's just a friendship kiss.
Do I look good?
Oh my god, it's like they were made for you.
I think they were made for us.
Come find me when you figure everything out.
Okay. Bye.
You open the door, and there's
damn it.
This brightness to the room. This brightness, and it's almost like it's a little shorter than a normal door. You kind of have to duck a little bit to go in, but it's very straight. You can't necessarily see the end of it.
Can I see behind me, or does the door close?
You haven't entered yet. You've only opened the door.
I promise I will come back.
I believe you.
Thanks, kiddo.
As you go in, the door shuts behind you.
Oh, man.
And the lights, it's almost like each surface, ceiling, walls, floor is lit, and it starts to go boof, like shutting off on, creating circles of light, and it's almost like you're feeling this force pull you forward.
So, because I don't want to walk, but I like being pulled forward. Bye, Kitana.
Oh. cutting over to the hallway with you two in the cart. Bad Boy Bobby pushing forward.
We're so girls.
He goes, you hear Bobby go, are you guys seeing this?
What are you seeing?
We peek, like, Ellie tries to peek out, like, the bottom of the cart. We're like, I feel like there's a curtain around the cart, yeah, kind of deal.
As you're peeking out, you're seeing monitors, but it's not necessarily of the dart. It looks like security footage, but it looks like cameras placed around the town.
Oh, shit.
Is that Carol's shop?
Yeah, and that's the school. That's a library.
They've been watching us.
Wait.
Leanne, is that your house? That's my Meemaw's house. That's how they know. There's Ricky's house.
Of course, well, there's my house, that makes sense. That's not really a surprise to George.
Oh, that's crazy. That's how they know. That's how they know when we're talking about them. There's nowhere that's safe. There's nowhere that's safe.
Leanne, the dart is the common. The dart is the common. Oh.
I mean, it's so obvious.
We gotta get out of here. They probably know we're here.
Hurry.
We have Bobby.
Wolverine.
What?
Hurry.
I'm going as fast as I can. I got two girls in a cart right now.
I'm
sorry you're not feather people.
Oh my God.
I am quite petite, sir. Thank
I'm not
you.
Saying, I'm not commenting on that, but I'm saying you're nearly both adults.
Well, you're an adult too. You're a guy. Use your strength or whatever you boys have.
That is, oh my God. We're going to talk about gender roles right now. What is expected of both of us?
Fight me!
What?
So, knock it off, you two. Knock it off.
I'm starting
to ship it too.
I didn't know I was going to ship it, but I'm into it.
So, pushing the cart forward, comes up and he stops in front of this door, and now this feels less like, even though there's the monitors of showing the town, there's less of a feeling of this is like an office building, and it almost feels like it's just kind of drab gray concrete. It's almost like like a salt mine kind of a thing.
Ew.
Or used for like storage in some parts of the Midwest. Mm-hmm. And there's a door in the middle of it, and around the door is glowing blue, shooting up, implying very much so that this is the base of the dart.
I don't know if we should go through that.
That looks mighty important.
Is this the only way to the offices, Wolverine?
Can I see anybody familiar on the monitors? Can I roll to see if I catch sight of any of that going on?
I roll to investigate.
Okay.
Damn it!
You want me to investigate?
You almost got to say it.
You do it.
Yeah, you got to do it. Tell me a character.
All right. Phoenix, see if you can see Chrissy or something in there. Oh, that's a good call. I didn't think of that.
Are there any labels for, like, the rooms?
Oh, that's a good call. You have two successes.
So you guys look up. You do catch Chrissy and a girl you don't recognize, both looking pretty emotional.
What do you see?
As they both kiss.
Did Chrissy just kiss a girl?
And then Chrissy goes Chrissy's into this little door. And when Bobby's looking up at the camera, and he goes, huh.
I mean, I support it. I just never would have thought. It's fine by
as
me.
The door closes and you see the light show happening around Chrissy and then her walking forward.
She's in somewhere with a bunch of light.
Well, so are we.
Captain Obvious driving a cart.
You want to get out and push? I'm in there. You want to get out and push? I'll happily climb on the cart.
We will have a fight.
You can wear this baggy ass thing.
No, get off.
You know the insulation in this is terrible.
Do not comment about George's suit. Do not comment about it. Look.
I'm wearing it.
Okay, it looks like, I mean, she's going in a place with light. This door thing has a thing with light. That's the two I'm putting together.
Let's go through and see if we find her.
Okay.
I think we just gotta do it. Let's go.
Okay.
Cutting to Chrissy. As these lights push, and it feels like you first had to kind of lean while you're in here, and it feels like it starts to expand out as you go in. And the light goes from a normal light to blue. And you suddenly find yourself in this room. You're kind of on a catwalk area with a circle around, and in the circle is this giant industrial looking shaft with different lights shooting up through it. Some of them luminescent, some of them look very digital. And on the right hand side, you see a lab.
A lab?
A lab.
The dog.
We are back.
And this is my
I want to peer in, like, so that I'm not, like, perceived in case there's someone in there.
Okay. I'm going to have you roll investigate. Or sneak. Roll sneak.
Snakey. Well, I don't have my lipstick anymore, but it's is this my new...
The glasses are your new item.
I want to cry.
I did cry.
That was a not success, and I believe I have one.
Well, yeah, you do. I think you have one luck.
Did I already use it? I actually already used it.
I believe you used it.
Katana has one that she can donate, though.
Can you? She might need it.
You can if you want to.
I'll donate it, yeah.
All right, great. Because it was paid for, so yes, we would like those to be used.
And I mean, it's a horrible roll. I don't see anything.
I won't hold it against you.
Can I get for my success?
You guys aren't in the same room yet.
Gosh darn it.
Dang.
So as you peer in, it's almost like a glass you would see in a police interrogation room. You're just seeing a mirror.
Of myself.
A reflection, yeah. But it's kind of clear that it's not solidly a mirror.
Got it. Like, I do the test where I put, like, my finger up against it, and I can see that it's an instant. So, like, at least I know that.
Yes.
And I see the is like, is there a door or is just...
There's a door.
Where? To the lab?
Yes.
And that's the only door?
Yes. Well, no, I'm sorry. That's the only door you're currently seeing. If you were to go around on the other catwalk, I think you would see there's a couple of the little doors.
I open the lab door slowly.
Great. You go into the lab door. You guys, with Bad Boy Bobby, open this door, entering this room with the catwalk, the thing in the middle, and stairs that lead up, and you can see the similar lab. But Chrissy went in, so you don't see Chrissy.
Oh, fuck.
So what all we do, so we're in a big room.
Yes.
There's a catwalk. And then there's like a lab. We see like the glass kind of like
you
a lab.
You see the glass and you see the door, yeah. And you see what is clearly the Hadron Collider with, again, the lights, the digital lights, different kind of lights.
I didn't realize it was the Hadron Collider, right?
Like, I don't know if Chrissy would know. Is Chrissy someone who would pay attention to those things?
Yeah, she was like, cool.
Yeah.
Lights.
It'd be really great to get sound
in.
Anyway. It's right there.
I don't know if we should stay in this room for too long.
Should we go across that catwalk?
Yeah, let's go across the catwalk.
Let's go.
So you guys start to go across the catwalk. Chrissy, you're in the lab. You're looking around, and in this lab, there's no one in there, but there's old computers. There's printouts, things like that. A couple of things written on chalkboard that you can't really comprehend. Very heavy math. things of that nature. And there is a framed photo of Professor Lucas on the wall.
I punch it.
Okay, great. Roll force.
The map.
Roll force.
One success.
Nice.
You punch it. You guys hear that. You hear what sounds like a glass breaking sound.
Someone's in here. Wait, what do you see?
God damn it.
What do I? He goes, I think you guys can come out.
Yeah, walked out. I'm like, why are you still in the cart?
I commit to the bro. Can I hear them?
We're trying to
I think
to
you're
quiet.
Kind of concentrating on your hand
now.
Ellie climbs out the cart.
They're right. Kind of here.
so stupid.
Do we know where the sound came from?
I think you know it came from the lab, yeah.
It sounds like someone's in that lab.
I mean, the sound in this room is kind of like a, like, there's sort of almost a continuous, like, hum to the whole thing. But the glass very much came from the left. Okay. Or the, sorry, the right.
Someone go check it out. Bobby's in the uniform. Bobby, go check it out.
Me, Bobby, go check it out.
No, we're fine.
As Bobby comes, he opens the door. He turns and looks at the both of you. I found her.
Whoa! You found her!
And then run over
we
there.
We run like, we're like throwing
you ourselves. You push Bobby over to the side.
Chrissy!
Are you okay?
Yeah,
I'm fine.
Ellie immediately just goes up and hugs her.
Great.
It's just like, boom.
Hi, hello.
Hi.
Chrissy,
you're okay.
Yes, you guys came to find me. Yes.
What'd they do to you?
I don't honestly know. Wait, come with me really quickly. Really quickly. If you can get in here, then so can she. Let's go.
Oh, is another girl? Oh, the girl you just kissed?
The girl you kissed! I'm sorry, what?
We were in a room with, like, monitors, and we saw you kiss.
There's no time for you talking about this!
I know you like girls, too.
What? You... Follow me!
That's so fine.
I run out of the lab.
So as you run out of the lab, you see Bad Boy Bobby walking on the catwalk towards the Hydron Collider.
Oh, no. Ellie immediately stops and turns him and is like, what are you doing?
I don't know. I feel like it's drawing to me.
Don't go towards the light, you dummy!
As he keeps walking towards it.
She's gonna run up and try to pull him away.
Okay, roll force.
Oh no.
I have 1 point of sneaking. But I also have 2 lux and a success.
Let's go.
And of course, on my first roll, I'm gonna have these 2 lux that are never gonna be used.
Oh, you did succeed?
Yeah.
I succeeded naturally.
Naturally.
So as you run over, you tackle Bad Boy Bobby, causing him to fall forward as his hand reaches out and touches the collider as a blinding light hits the entire room. And when your guys' vision comes back, it's not Bobby under you, it's George.
Ellie, who is that?
It's George.
George, is that you?
As he stands up, looks around the room, is in clothes, regular like street clothes. He looks at Chrissy. Looks around and looks back at you. And he gives you a hug.
I waited for you for so long.
Is this real, Chrissy? Are we actually seeing this?
I have no idea.
As he pushes you back, as he holds you back on his shoulder, pushes you back, holding your shoulders and goes, I told you not to come for me.
No, I'm not gonna listen to that.
Sorry.
Why are you apologizing? You're here now. Everything's gonna be fine. Everything's gonna be fine now. You can come home. You can come home to mom. She won't be crazy anymore. You can come home.
The fight's not over.
What are you talking about?
He kisses you on your forehead, pulls your head back and goes, I'm gonna come back.
No.
But you can't follow me.
No.
And he touches the collider as another blinding light hits the room. And Bad Boy Bobby lies on the floor in the uniform.
Jesus fucking. I hate you. I hate you so much. You did this.
Ellie.
I hate you.
Ellie.
She punches
him in the face.
Roll force.
Oh, God.
When shit hits the fan, I don't back down. Ellie's in full Hulk mode, so that's an auto success.
So you punch Bad Boy Bobby right in the face.
Ellie, calm down.
As he holds his nose and blood starts coming down.
God damn it. Oh, and I pull out the napkin from my breast.
He reaches over and starts rubbing his nose, and he goes, what the fuck?
Why did you do that? Why did you touch it?
Why did I do what? Why did I touch it? It was calling to me.
Well, then touch it again. Send George back here.
Okay, goddamn, fine, fine. Nothing.
Touch it again.
Ellie, touch it again.
Ellie, you gotta calm down.
He starts slapping the thing going, look, nothing's happening.
George came back. And I think you two swapped places. So if you're here, he's not.
Why couldn't he stay?
Ellie, I think things are really complicated. And...
why can't I help him? Why won't he let me help? And why didn't he pull me in? Why didn't he take me with him?
He's your big brother. He's trying to protect you.
Well, I'm trying to protect him.
And you gotta fight here. He trusts you to fight here. That's a good thing.
It's good.
It's a good thing. That means you can protect yourself. He's alive.
And he said he's gonna come back. He said, he promised he's gonna come back.
We need to get out of here.
Okay.
Bad boy Bobby pulls the bloody tissue away and looks at you and goes, I'll help you all I can. Okay?
I'm sorry I punched you in the face.
I'm sure I had it coming for something.
Yeah, you did.
Pretty good punch.
Okay.
Let's go down this way and see if I can get my friend.
As you turn, the door you came in through is gone.
Oh! But there was a door there.
I'm a mess.
Bobby looks over, looks at the cart, and goes, all aboard.
Okay.
Come on the cart.
You sit next to her. Her knees are bony.
Sit next to me.
We're going to get through this together, okay?
So as the three of you get in the cart, we pull back. As our scene turns into camera footage.
God!
No!
And we see a man in a suit looking.
Oh, shit.
Katana sitting in a chair.
Oh, no!
As he turns to Katana and goes, I think it's time for bed. We don't want to remember this day, do we?
No, I do want to remember.
Oh. He puts his hand out, takes it, and starts walking you to a room. And as you pass a hallway, you start to see in these shafts different katanas.
What? How long are you gonna do this to me?
As long as it takes, my dear.
She said she's gonna find me. Oh, no!
Hashtag vision. One last goodbye as Chrissy appears in a black space alone and Kaitlyn is able to enter her vision like before. Thank you for the wholesome memories.
You suddenly find yourself pulled into this black room.
Oh, no.
Chrissy goes walking up.
Hi.
What? Chrissy?
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
I told you I'd find you.
What? You did.
Yeah.
Can you get me out of here? Am I able to go back with you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You can live with me. I've always wanted a sister friend, whatever.
Sister friend, girlfriend. Yeah, that's fine. I mean, that's totally what I was thinking.
Girlfriend.
We can share these then every
day. Yeah, exactly. That's the best part.
Oh, man, I did miss these.
Yeah, they look great on you.
Do you want, I can give you your lipstick. I put it in my bra.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're gonna go back.
You're gonna go back with me in my head.
What do you mean in your head?
You're not gonna remember this, and I know that. And
No.
I know.
I'm not going. I can't keep going back to that.
I'm going to find a way to make you remember.
Chrissy!
It didn't do this to you, but I'm gonna undo this.
This isn't making any sense.
I don't think it's supposed to.
Oh, I know.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Here. You're really cute when you're in pain.
Oh, you're so messed up,
I
Chrissy.
Know. I'm the worst.
I think it's gonna stop.
Here, give me some lipstick.
Oh. Your lipstick or my bloody nose? You want my blood?
As soon as the kiss happens, we're out of the vision. As the doctors have finished putting the electrodes to your head, lifting them up, as they push you into the room, the man in the common suit turns to a figure in the corner and goes, "The Katana program continues to work beautifully. We continue to discover things about the people in each world with each different katana." The man in the shadows says, "Excellent. And we learned so much about our little troublemakers tonight." As we cut to the car, Carol still blasting music.
And it's her, like, she like, I'm picturing she like went and got some like In-N-Out or
oh,
like
oh yeah,
fast
her hands
food.
On the steering wheel. She got, like, she's knee she goes, deep in like a quarter pounder burger, just all the meat.
Like shades on, even though it's nighttime.
Oh yeah, oh, 100%. She's super cool. Hey, you got her.
Yeah, we got Chrissy back.
Everyone okay?
I'm sorry I called you a bitch.
Okay, apology accepted, okay? Don't you even worry about it.
I have some questions.
About?
Things I can't ask right now.
Tell you what, come to the shop tomorrow. We gotta stock up anyway. New comic day's coming. We can talk.
Oh, what time is it?
As Carol looks over to the little dashboard and it says 7:35.
Okay, we're good.
Hey, Chrissy. Why don't you come have dinner at my place tonight? And then we can drive you back home.
No, thank you, though.
You sure?
Yeah, no, thanks for inviting me. I'm just really tired.
But, Chrissy, you gotta ask me something.
Did you see a boy? At all? A boy, like, played, like, football? He's...
Oh, that's right, Chrissy, we didn't tell you you were replaced!
Tall, dark hair.
What?
Like, remember Mr. Baker? Mr. Barker, Mrs. Baker?
Someone else was me?
It was a dude.
What? You like him?
You like him? There was a wedding.
Yeah, no, he was real rude. I don't like him.
Wow.
I was just wondering, so just because I just in case you saw somebody else and just
you knew she came back over.
Okay, she didn't see him. She didn't see him. Let's just head home so Ellie doesn't get in trouble for dinner.
So as Carol drops off in order, Leanne, Chrissy, Nellie. We stay with Carol and Bad Boy Bobby for a moment.
On our way out, Ellie gave Bad Boy Bobby's hand a little squeeze and kind of was like,
"Thank you. God, this is complicated."
He squeezes back. As Carol's driving Bad Boy Bobby home, Carol goes, "Do you have a home? Like, where do you live?
Where does he live?"
And Bad Boy Bobby goes, "Just take me to the 24-hour diner. I got some stuff to think about." And Carol looks over at him and goes, "Boy, you sure do. Because you like one, and another one likes you."
Oh, no.
As Bad Boy Bobby's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not even from here, so it's like, that'd be stupid.
Oh,
whatever.
No.
As she drops off Bad Boy Bobby, as Carol goes back to the comic book shop, comic book shop has been completely ransacked.
Don't hurt Carol, no!
And Mr. Parks.
No.
And as Carol enters the shop,
oh God, don't you,
with a baseball bat in hand,
right.
She looks around, and there's a note fluttering on the counter.
Is Spock the Fish okay? Because he's been here.
Spock the Fish is okay.
Okay, good.
Important.
As this note flutters on the counter, she grabs it, and all it says on there is, stop now.
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
We cut over.
Oh, no.
To Chrissy. As you enter your living room.
That really was a vision.
Your mother coming downstairs sees you, puts her arms on your shoulders, and then just takes you in her arms. Going over to Leanne's house.
Walking in and... Meemaw? Meemaw?
Yes?
We found Chrissy.
Oh, good.
She's back home now.
Good.
She says she didn't see that boy that we saw last time.
I feel sometimes... those who get replaced either know or don't.
Yeah. I think we did a good thing helping them. But Ellie's brother, he came back for a moment.
Georgie.
And it's like the replacement, it's the bad boy Bobby, that kid.
Yeah.
He's George's replacement. And it's real complicated because...
Oh my God.
Real complicated because... I think Ellie has feelings for him.
Oh man, oh
but
man.
But she also wants her brother back.
She's gonna lose either way.
I don't know how to help her.
Just be there for her.
Oh gosh.
Thank you. I will. I'll do my best.
Oh, God.
Tomorrow, you're getting up bright and early. I'm going to train you.
Whoa!
As we go over to Ellie's house.
God damn it!
As we go over to Ellie's house, you open the door, you enter the room, you don't smell food being made.
Mom?
Oh my God.
So you walk into the kitchen, and sitting there is a man in a suit.
Oh boy.
Have a seat.
No!
Don't do it. It's a trap.
She's gonna.
She has to.
Ellie sits down.
Don't worry, your parents write a movie.
Oh my God.
They're fine.
Okay.
George, on the other hand.
Oh.
He's been a little bit of a thorn in the side for some time.
Good.
Yes, very good. Now here's the funny thing. This is not a request. You and your little friends are gonna stop. Just stop. You're gonna stop looking for your brother, you're gonna stop looking into all this, you're gonna stop asking so many questions and looking into so many different things. You're gonna let it go. Or otherwise you'll come home and it won't be that your parents are at a movie. It'll be that we sent them somewhere else. And all your little friends. And if we destroy Bobby, I'm not sure how George would come back. This is the nice morning. Now let me hear you say okay.
Okay.
As he stands up, good. Very good. He puts his hands on your shoulder.
Ew.
Gives it a tap.
No, she like shrugs it off.
He smiles. He starts to walk out. As he stops and turns around and goes, oh, one more quick thing. I'm gonna need that journal. Okay. Can't have that lying around.
No, we can't.
Ellie pulls a journal out of her bag, and she also pulls a lighter out.
Is that a threat? Should I show you what a threat looks like? As he takes a step forward and his body changes into Mr. Baker. Would you consider this a threat? As he takes another step forward and turns into the leprechaun from a Vision episodes ago. What about this? As he gets closer, changing, before being this close to you, turning back into the man in the suit, and says to you, we choose this form because it's more agreeable. The fact that you think we might be human is idiotic.
Oh my God.
You forgot one thing when you came into this house.
Oh, and what's that?
That my name is Ellie fucking Parker.
And she lights it up.
Whoa, girl.
So as the thing lights up, illuminating the room, you see the shadow, and it is very clearly not a human shadow. It's almost like a creature with tentacles that are forming around.
Because she's remembering the advice that we heard from Meemaw, which is don't be afraid.
Yes.
And as also guns.
As it dies down, and he looks at it and looks at you. Good talk. Turns around and walks out of your house.
I'm gonna do a move, and you can tell me if it works or not.
Go for it.
So when Ellie went to go make a phone call,
mm-hmm.
she slipped the real journal into her house
and
took a fake journal with her. You can,
No, hold on.
Okay. Do you want me to roll to see if it actually happened or worked or?
I mean, that's a thing.
Yeah.
No, I'm gonna lock.
Yeah!
Cameron turned face.
As the man in the
suit.
Oh,
Cameron turned face.
As the man in the suit gets into his vehicle.
Oh, no.
He pats the passenger seat has the two pages from the journal that were taken 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And goes, at least we have these. And drives down the road.
God.
Back over to Chrissy's house.
Uh-huh.
As her mother is making dinner. She puts the dinner in front of you, sits across from you. So you see things too.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
It's okay, Mom. It's gonna be okay.
I know I've been hard. I just don't want to see those things anymore. But I had a girl, so I had a baby. I couldn't do anything.
It's okay. You've been a great mom. It's great.
No, I haven't.
It's okay.
But I, I'm gonna do better. It might not be all the time. It might not be every day, but I'm going to do better for you. And if you see things, I want you to feel like you can tell me.
Okay.
I love you. I really do. And if anything happened to you, I don't know.
I'll be fine, I promise. I love you.
And she puts her head down on the table and starts to quietly cry.
Oh my God.
I get up and I like take a moment, but then I like decide to like caress her hair. And I don't know if I understand, but I feel like I just became the parent.
As we cut over to the diner.
Oh my God.
What is wrong with you, Cameron? End of the fucking episode.
As Bad Boy Bobby.
God damn it.
Sits with a black coffee cup in front of him.
Looking at pictures of me, the girl, saying, what am I going to do?
Well,
takes a sip. Looking up, as we see a bulletin board, there's certain things pasted on the bulletin board, missing dog, job opportunities, little things. And also, homecoming dance.
Oh no!
As he looks at that for a moment, thinks to himself, and sips his coffee. And that brings us to the end of this episode of Blood Curdling Tales from the Lip!
Such a good episode.
Wow.
Can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone here has watched Code Lyoko. But I was getting such strong, because there's a character called Aelita, and she was a girl in the real world who was put into a computer program. And she's like there, and she does, that's where she exists, and the whole plot of like the first couple seasons, I'm spoiling it, it's a very old show, is Jeremy, the computer guy, trying to get her out, and her father is the one who created the universe.
Shut up!
And so I was like, come Lyoko! Stranger Things, too!
I mean,
it was so good.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for playing
this. Yeah, that was awesome.
I was crying my eyes out.
I'm just gonna do a show at IMRPG.
Oh my gosh.
Love it. Y'all, thank you so much for watching. So first of all, thank you to, let me make sure I'm pulling up these names.
Yes, we gotta thank a lot of people.
To the fantastic people who gave during this show. So I'm gonna make sure to go through that, blah, blah, blah. Talking about Matt and Zach, that's not best. There it is. First of all, thank you. Oh, there it is. First of all, big thank you to
my back to the
Metus Fatum, Uber Baldy,
yes,
Hackmer 42,
yes,
Uber Baldy again,
yes,
Uber Baldy,
yes,
Mrs. Yay. Madface,
woo,
Hackmer 42, gonna make bread?
Yeah, huh?
How's he gonna make bread? Uber's like, I can't.
I don't know. The FPH, Numpty 524,
yeah,
Numpty 524 again,
woo.
Hekmar 42.
Yeah.
Jay Pistol.
Yeah, Pistol.
Keen 456.
Yes.
A subscriber, David House 2018.
Yay.
And Higo 0976. So guys, thank you so much
for all of that.
Big thank you to Tyna for playing with us today.
Yay, Tyna.
She's the fucking best.
Very last second, actually, I will say. So behind the scenes, Scott told us on Monday he wasn't going to be able to do the show. Hit up Kaina, and she was able to do it. So there was a big kind of rewriting thing that I had to do last night. But I think it paid off.
It was beautiful. My gosh.
And so real quick, Lucas, do we have that information?
Did you guys have the name of the winner?
I do not.
Okay, I'll get it for you real quick.
Okay, so we are going to get the winner of our logo contest. So thank you so much. You are the person who was able to create our school logo, which is going to be good considering next week is going to be homecoming episode.
No, and the prom is tomorrow.
I know, the prom is tomorrow. It's going to be fantastic.
And we still got Ricky, too.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my God. You are the fire pot in this.
Good storytelling.
It's great.
So our winner, and we're going to be showing it on the screen real quick. Our winner is Dashing CN.
Yay!
So there it is. There is our logos. So that is...
It's excellent.
That's awesome.
I love it.
So we're making. We might look into making some school T-shirts.
Thank you.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah. Some like nice blue T-shirts.
Can people vote on the theme of the homecoming dance?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. So we'll put that up on our Twitters. We'll talk about like what the theme of the dance is, and obviously there are themes like Winter Wonderland
under
and
the
things,
sea.
Of, things of that nature. So that is. Oh, by the way, has my hand been doing that the whole episode?
Possibly. Yeah.
Great. Cool. Didn't know that.
I don't think so.
No. Sorry, I'm very animated when I'm talking with my hands. So thank you for that. So yeah, big ups to Dashing. You killed it, and we're going to be tweeting that out, including the logo and everything like that. So yes, we'll do a new contest of picking the theme, and so we'll be doing that. So make sure you're tagging us or hashtag Bloodcurdling Tales from the Loop. Jump into the Reddit to talk about today's episode.
Yeah, any a lot of talk about.
Oh yeah, my goodness, to talk about the theories and the things of that nature. And again, we are working on doing some giveaways and things like that. So far today, I did not have the alien poster get to the giveaways, but we will roll that. I'll say this. We will roll that into next week. So David House 2018 is number one, so one of 10. So next week, we only need to get 9 subscribers. We'll give away both the aliens poster, and I might be bringing in something else since we are doing a prom episode.
We should all dress up.
Oh, girl.
So, we're dressing up. We're
I'm doing Jessie Grossy outfit. That's all I want to do.
That fucking goosey.
So that's good. Solid foil pink.
Yeah.
Oh my
gosh. So again, guys, thank you so much for watching. This is Hyper RPG. These shows happen because of you, because of your donations, because of the way you help us out, your subscriptions, your follows, and all that kind of stuff. And Namaste. Again, this is Gen Con week, so make sure you're tuning into the channel because we're going to be doing a lot of great IRL stuff over there with Matt and Zach and Malika. And make sure you're sticking around tonight because we have Pencils and Parsecs coming up.
Yes.
We are coming to the end.
Pencils and Parsecs with MFI. Yeah.
If you think this show has the feels, Pencils and Parsecs has all the feels consistently. So you're going to want to tune into that tonight for sure. So guys, again, thank you so much. Thank you again to Kina.
Yes.
Just in case we don't have it because things are, we're short crew today. Where can people follow you online?
I am the Lovely Wise on Instagram and Twitter. And my band is the Go Ahead if you want to go ahead.
They're great. Her and her guitar player just did a show at the PAC a couple nights ago and they killed it. So they are fantastic.
If you ever need a singer for anything, I'm here.
She's great.
She's really good. So y'all, thank you so much. And again, stick around because we got P&P coming up next. And they'll see you next week with the prom episode or homecoming episode of Homecoming Tales from the Loop.